Hi, everybody. I'm John Dutton with KCCafeRadio.com. We are at the 2015 Folk Alliance Region West Conference here in Oakland, California. And right now I have the distinct honor of talking with a couple of award winners at this afternoon's awards banquet. It is the Best of the West Awards. And I'm talking right now with Russ and Julie Paris. They are recipients of the Best of the West Ambassador Award, and we're honored that you've taken some time to talk with us here on KC Cafe Radio. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
So I think a lot of folks that listen are quite familiar with the house concerts, although it seems to be a fairly new concept. But as I have learned from both of you right now, house concerts have been around for a long time.
I think they've been around a lot longer than most people think. I would trace them all the way back to the Middle Ages with the wandering minstrels that would go from manor house to castle, and they would perform for room and board. And house concerts are really the same kind of thing happening in our modern society, where you have musicians traveling around and they show up at somebody's home. We'll put them up in our guest room and give them dinner, and they get to perform for a bunch of people who make a donation to them, and then they go on to the next house. It's very much in the same light. Also, in the 1800s, parlor parties were very popular as a form of entertainment in the United States. So house concerts in one form or another have been going on for generations.
Yeah, and you have been doing house concerts since 1997. What was the environment like when you started doing house concerts? Was it something that a lot of people had not heard of, or was it already sort of happening around?
In our area, it wasn't something that too many people have heard of. There were some going on around 20 miles away, 15, 20 miles away. Mm-hmm. And one in particular, Clark and Elaine Weissman, had been doing a series for a number of years. And they stopped before we started.
Right before we started.
Yeah. And there was one other series that's still going on. She's not quite as regular as us, but she started about a year before us. Her name is Barbara Greenspan.
Okay. So. And I understand that you have had about 200 house concerts since that time.
We've been going for 19 years now, or almost a full 19 years, and we do one show per month. We bring in different styles and types of music, generally in the folk and acoustic singer-songwriter style music, but we've had quite a variety over the years in terms of just, you know, bluegrass to new age and jazz as well.
Tell us about some of that variety. Who have you had? Who are some of your favorites that you've had in your home so far?
We've had so many favorites. It's really fun when you grow up and you sing and dance to music that you just know, you know, that's just in the society from high school even. Mm-hmm. And then you have that person come who wrote that song and performed it and sold all those albums in your living room. It's just amazing. So we've had Jim Messina from Loggins and Messina, and he was very gracious and did a wonderful show and brought in a local band up in Santa Barbara County, and he had them back him, and that was a magical night.
Chris Hillman, who was with the Birds and others, he performed, and I was a big Birds fan growing up, so having Chris Hillman in our living room finishing the night with 8 Miles High, Turn, 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 and Mr. Tambourine Man was quite special. We recently had a show with A.J. Croce that did very well. We ended up having to do a second night because we filled up so quickly, and he was a magical performer as well. I don't know if your listeners know who A.J. Croce is, but they should. He's Jim Croce's son, and he's a wonderful entertainer. I highly recommend that people check out his website and find his music.
Yeah. Now how long have you been coming to the Far West Conference?
We actually have been coming since the very beginning because we were on the founding committee.
Oh, okay.
That started Far West. So we met monthly for 2 years with a bunch of other people and developed what became Far West. Before that, the closest regional chapter of Folk Alliance International met in Texas. Mm-hmm. So all of us West Coast people needed a place to be that was our own, and so we developed Far West.
Right. How instrumental is conferences like Far West to what you do as a house concert venue?
It's a wonderful opportunity for house concert hosts to find talent. There's something different about performing in someone's home than performing in a traditional venue, because you're inviting that artist into your home. and into your private space. And often you have dinner with them. So you want to invite people into your home that you're comfortable with. And Far West gives an opportunity not just to see the music of the different performers over the weekend, but also to get a chance to really meet the artists. And we also get to see them perform in a much more intimate setting. If you go to some large concert venue somewhere and see somebody perform, it's okay, we've learned how they perform in that type of setting. But how will they do it in a much more intimate setting? And Far West certainly provides that, especially in the evening guerrilla showcases, to see somebody and how they perform in a very, very small audience or in a tight quarters. And if they can perform and impress you in a hotel bedroom, they probably can do it in a nice show in a house concert. So it's a nice opportunity for us to check out as much talent as we can in one weekend.
Anybody that you all have your eye on at this particular conference?
A lot of people. I don't know if I want to single anybody out. I do want to add that we get to watch artists develop their talent and develop their skills at these conferences. And we've seen people really grow from year to year because we've been around from the beginning. And it's really fun to see them grow musically and with their skill, and also just to develop a whole network of places to play and people to jam with and to learn from. And we've seen in late night jams, we saw a band in particular hear a song that someone else did, and they said, that would be perfect for us. And then they went ahead and they asked the person and they learned the song, and then they performed the song at our house. Mm-hmm. Months later. So there's all this development and all these seeds that are being planted at these conferences. I think that's really fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, we are certainly pleased to have you here with us. And again, congratulations on becoming an ambassador honoree at the 2015 Folk Alliance Region West Conference.
Thank you for talking with us.
Russ and Julie Paris. And tell us about your website.
houseconcerts.us.
All right, and that's where you can go to learn about the house concerts that Russ and Julie put on and find out who's performing. And if you're in the neighborhood, they would love to have you drop by.
Please do.
All right. Russ and Julie Paris, my guests here on KCCafeRadio.com at the 2015 Folk Alliance Region West Conference in Oakland, California. I'm John Dutton.